From my group's opinion and from my own, there is no clear barrier or point where what defines humanity ends, and where extraterrestrials begin. From our standpoint, what defines humanity very gradually slips into becoming more and more alien, so there is no hard point to define what is human, and what is not. What is human, and what is not depends only on the criteria that are being used, on the personal point of view of someone, or it depends on the agreements that a person or a group holds. Someone and their group imposing one set of criteria over others is simply bullying and authoritarianism. The best example of all this is how an extraterrestrial is defined in a sociably accepted way on Earth, and the definition is self-contained in the very name, someone, some animal or something that is not from planet Earth. If it was born, or was formed outside Earth, then it is of extraterrestrial origin, end of discussion. And from the sociably accepted science on Earth's point of view, the only proven extraterrestrial things are objects such as planets, stars, nebula, comets, asteroids, rocks, forms of energy, and little more. Leaving all extraterrestrial life, only as an unproven theory and a possibility. So, as for people, if someone belongs or was born on Earth, then they are Earthlings, period. And then, from the point of view of not-so-accepted theoretical science and popular fiction, an extraterrestrial would be a creature that has evolved elsewhere, and therefore must look very different from any normal human being. This criteria obviously follows Darwin's theory of evolution, which is seen on Earth as if it were a fact when it is only a theory, as it is said in its very name. And it is here where things start to go sideways, because whoever follows those criteria is taking too many things for granted, like for example, life evolving on a planet in a Darwinian way, stars and planets being completely isolated from one another, and that any creature evolving outside Earth must look different from regular earthly ones. Therefore, assuming that if someone looks human then it must be human, and what looks alien, is alien. All this I have said above, is basically how something extraterrestrial, and how something from Earth is defined, from the regular accepted point of view of the average person living on Earth. As I've said above, it all depends on the point of view, and the criteria of each person, or group of people who are defining what is extraterrestrial, and what is not, as well as their level of consciousness and awareness. Because from much more expanded points of view, what defines an extraterrestrial is very different, and can also become something difficult to define, and very complicated as well. To define what an extraterrestrial is from the materialistic stance of where someone is born is a very narrow-minded point of view that does not take into account the much more important aspects of consciousness, of souls, and their evolution, and where their attention and awareness has been before. From the point of view of a soul that has not evolved on Earth, having evolved elsewhere in the universe, having a body that was born on Earth does not define who that soul is, it only defines its current experience visiting Earth, for one or a few enriching incarnations. And imposing on that starseed soul a full earthy identity, forcing it to deny its etheric background, is as illogical as to say that a person that was born in Canada and is now living in Mexico for a few years, is Mexican because the license plates if its car says that it is from Mexico, the car may be from Mexico, but the driver inside is not, even if he or she is also having a Mexican experience. Same thing for souls, especially in the case of starseeds. As seen from different points of view, these next are the extraterrestrial variants I'm aware of on Earth at this time. First of all, we have the simplest to define, people who may or may not look human, but that have been born on another planet, and who may just be visiting Earth for whatever reason, as the so-called step-downs, as their name indicates, it is the group of people who literally have stepped off a visiting starship. Then we have the starseeds, which are a group of souls who have evolved on another planet or planets, and that for whatever reason have decided to do so, from the side of the spirit world, before incarnating there. There is a lot of data about starseeds, and it is easy to find, including how the people who fall into this category mostly know what and who they are, sometimes rejecting their human identity completely, much to the disarray of their families who do not understand why their son or daughter would deny the fact that they are human, because they were born on Earth, and as their parents are there to testify that was so. Most people may think this is a transitory fad, or fashion akin to madness, and only hope that this development stage of their siblings passes fast as they mature and become more responsible, therefore more logical as well. Logical from the sociably accepted point of view only, of course. Most starseeds end up knowing and accepting what they are, a soul that is having a transitory life on Earth of their own will, and for their own reasons, and do not identify with being human, even though the most mature and evolved ones will also come to accept that they are human as well, as everyone else is, without denying their more expanded stellar identity. Some starseeds may or may not remember their past lives, and with all the variants and degrees of remembering there can be. After starseeds, we also have another large group of people who, although they were not physically born on Earth, and although they are members of other stellar races and their societies, still have a lot to do with Earth and its culture, many times having lived on Earth, or near Earth as much as in their mother society or culture. Those tend to go down to Earth for extended periods and mingle with the indigenous population as if they were more of the same, consciously knowing they are only visitors. These many times do not go down to Earth on a specific mission, as many others do as well, as most end up living and depending on Earth's resources for food and survival simply because they like it that way. Many also end up depending on Earth so much, they can fall into the planet's reincarnation cycle due to their large affinity with that identity, and this is another mechanism of how a star seed is formed. As I've said in some of my previous videos, Earth's culture and society are filled with thousands of full step-down extraterrestrials, who are simply there because they like the experience, and who have adopted a human identity of their own will. And then there are all the variants of the above, where some full step-down extraterrestrials will end their time on Earth, and return to their original societies where they may miss their stay on planet Earth as humans. These many times stay close to Earth, in orbiting starships, where they will do their best to seed information, and to help out the rest of the population on Earth with their spiritual progress. Basically doing what star seeds and light workers do from the surface, but from orbit. And these are very numerous, but are mostly silent, while they work with their families and their friends on Earth, without them even knowing they are there, and how they may be helping them, although this help may be seen as minimal, mostly as spirit guides. It is of great value for each soul, especially for the group of starseeds who are aware of their stellar identity. Although none of the above can be scientifically corroborated, or accepted, much less from the point of view of Earth's official science, all these definitions for being or not an extraterrestrial are very real for the people who live it, who are having an experience as them, and they do not doubt it. So it may be real for a group of people, or it can be a fantasy or a mental illness even, from the point of view of another. No one can hold the ultimate truth, and imposing a purely scientific approach to the problem as the undisputable truth, is only a case of power and authoritarianism. This is why each person, or each soul must be responsible for what they choose to accept as their truth. Or as their reality, fully knowing and respecting the points of view of others. And of course, we must include in this list all those extraterrestrials who look clearly alien to all life on Earth, those space monsters and strange-looking people who can never be seen or taken as regular humans. Now, I must mention that although the human-like form is extremely common all over the universe, being that the group of variants that look exactly like humans are the most common type, there is a gradient there as well, talking only about body shapes and not of the souls inhabiting inside those bodies, of course. In that gradient, there are countless species and variants who may look completely human, and are human inside and out, but simply belong to another planet, or planets that are not Earth. Then there is another group of those who look completely human on the outside, but which their internal organs differ substantially, in both function and morphology. And then there is another group which looks quite different from regular Earth humans on the outside, but their internal organs are exactly the same as the ones found in humans. And then we also have all the gradient of human-looking species, that go from being completely human, sliding species by species, becoming ever more and more alien-looking, until they are barely recognizable as belonging to the Lyrian family, even though they are. And lastly, there are that immense amount of extraterrestrial species of all kinds, which are very different from Lyrians, belonging to a very large array of species and subspecies of strange or even unknown morphology, including some recognizable animal-based beings, with and without a civilization, of any level or kind. What is an extraterrestrial for you?